Now at 11:01, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:03, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. Chalking up another year right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about, 70 minutes. Around about the midnight 10 hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We're already behind, going into the season of behindedness right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Want to start by thanking Ryan over at Music Savage for sitting in last week, even pulling out some obits. God love him. Looked like you all had a good time. It's obvious he did too, and we want to thank him for all the help. Sorry about the station being off the air the week before due to a power outage, but you know, that's just what happens on holiday weekends around here sometimes. But I'm back. Lots coming up in the coming weeks. You know, of course, I can't even believe I'm saying it. Next week, yes, next week, we will have January Fairy here in the studio, and it will be time for the Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib. Oh my God. We'll talk more about that later. The week after that, that'll be Christmas night? Is that what that is? Something like that. That'll be the Radio Obituary Retrospective. So you've got this week to get your poll all the way in. You know, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., your titular head of research would really like to poll you if you haven't already been polled already. If you want to poll again, just find a different computer or clear your cookies. Either will work. And, you know, do whatever you need to do. Then the week after that, we're going to be worried about having missed 4 weeks out of 5 of Radio Obituaries. We're going to worry about that a lot. And then the week after that, the 7th, the 8th, I don't know what it is. Why do I have to know the dates, especially when I don't have a calendar in front of me and don't feel like looking one up? It'll be the bee's knees. And that's the story. That is the story as it stands at this moment. But tonight, we have a little free association. Remind me next time not to ask you kids so early in the day, because there's no way I can do everything you ask me for when I ask you too early in the day. So, no hurt feelings, okay? All right. I'm sure many of these things will have multiple meanings to someone. Me. I'm the only one that matters. It's my free association, not yours. Remember that, okay? Thanks. Let's get started now, shall we? I hope you're all hanging out over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I'll be watching you there throughout tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Gonna tell you about the jumping jive. Jim Jim jump the jumping jive. Cat's gonna beat out the smeller jive. Beat it out on the male side. Shalimar, Swanee Shore. Let me dig that jive once more. Boy.
Right on down to
oh, boy. Now, can't you hear those hep cats call?
Yeah.
Come on, boys, let's have a ball.
The jim, jim, jump is the jumping jive.
Makes you dig your jive on the miller side. Hep, hep. Hep, hep. Makes you 9 foot tall when you're 4 foot five. Hep, hep.
Hep, hep.
Now don't you be that ickaroo. Get hep, come on and follow through. Then you get your steady foo. You make the joint jump like the gators do.
The dim, dim jump is a jumping jive.
Makes you like your eggs on the Jersey side. Hep, hep.
Hep, hep.
The jim jim jumping jive makes you hep hep on the miller side. Hep hep.
Hep hep. Hep hep. Hep hep.
The jimma jimma jumbo hip the jumbo hip jive will make you dig your jive on the miller side. Hep hep.
Hep hep.
The jimma jimma jumbo the solid jive. You're 9 foot taller when you're 4 foot five. Hep, hep.
Hep, hep.
Don't you be that rickaroo. Get hep, come on and follow through. Then you get your steady boo. You make a joint of jumping like gators do. The jim jam jumper at the jumping jump makes you like your egg is on the jim jam jumping jive makes you hep hep on the miller's side. Dibbly bobbly 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 diddly 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 going 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 da da. Now I've told you about the jumping jive. Jim jam jump the jumping jive. I know you dug this miller jive. Boom, you dig it on the miller's side.
Omega oil is good for rheumatism, so they declare. And olive oil is good upon a salad, also on the hair. Though we know that castor oil always cures the pain, banana oil is something new. So just let me explain. When he tells you, I adore you, that's banana oil. And she answers, I'll die for you, that's banana oil. He says, when I buy the stone, what a handsome ring you'll own. But the only ring she gets is on the telephone.
You're the first boy ever kissed me.
That's banana oil. And I wonder if you miss me. More banana oil. He says I'll do right by Nell. Mother thinks that's simply swell, but Dad is wise and he knows right well that's banana oil. Now, Standard Oil is always advertising, we know that's so. They claim their oil is far more popular than any kind we know. But there is still another oil, seems to rank supreme. It's what we call banana oil. I'll tell you what I mean. When a girl says I'm just 20, that's banana oil. And of money Dad has plenty, that's banana oil. I wonder what's become of maids used to wear their hair in braids when you took them dancing, ordered only lemonade.
Yes, my hair is naturally curly.
That's banana oil.
And I've got to be home early.
More banana oil. Who says girls hate new clothes to wear? Who says older men won't stare? And who says our moms don't bob their hair? That's banana oil. When he says, dear, you look charming, that's banana oil. And she says, I just love farming, more banana oil. Now here's one thing I'll tell you what. Big oil men I've met a lot, but the only oil those birds have got is just banana oil.
Gentlemen, I'm Peaceful at PMSAM, and the PM wants more LSD from the PIB by tomorrow AM or PM at the latest. I told the PM's PPS that AM was MBG, so tomorrow PM it is for the PM NEMCON. Give us a fag, I'll get a spare. Now, the fiscal deficit with regard to the monetary balance the current financial year, excluding invisible exports, but adjusted calls for seasonal variations, and the incremental statistics of the fiscal and revenue arrangements for the forthcoming annual budgetary period terminating in April.
I think he's talking about taxation.
Bravo, Madge! Well done, taxation is indeed the very nub of my gist, gentlemen. We have to find something new to tax.
I understood that.
If I might put my head on the chopping block so you can kick it around a bit, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most things we do for pleasure nowadays are taxed. Except one.
What do you mean?
Well, smoking's been taxed, drinking's been taxed, but not, thingy.
No. You're not suggesting we should tax thingy.
Poo-poos?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God for that. Excuse me for a moment.
No, no, no. Thingy.
Number ones?
No. Thingy.
Thingy.
Oh. Thingy. Well, it certainly makes chartered accountancy a much more interesting job.
There's many, many incidents, I'll have you understand, that makes me think the peanut is the best food in the land.
Hey! say the average person is a square as far as peanuts go.
Yeah, so listen while I hip you cats
what?
To some jive you ought to know. Now, in the Garden of Eden, there were just two people there.
Uh-huh, Eve, she was a fly chick, but Adam was a square.
Well, the devil dug them ballin', so he took a trip.
Where up to that righteous garden so fine and very hip?
He said, hey, Eve, come over here. I'm stashed up in this tree. I'll give you a pound of used fats if you'll only come with me.
Nay, nay, old man, with all she said, your gold don't really matter.
So Satan is a last resort.
What?
Threw a big fat peanut at her. And the whale that swallowed Jonah was a mighty smart old fish.
Yes, he knew that Jonah liked peanuts and they were his favorite dish.
Hey, Roy!
Yeah.
Wasn't that one old hip chick that fished Moses from the stream?
You mean that fed him some peanut butter and put him right back on the
bagel? There you go. Then there was a guy named Romeo.
I know the cat you mean. He loved a chick named Juliet. They did a balcony scene.
Well, what Romeo liked about this drip was not her sloppy charm.
No, he loved her cause her daddy owned a great big peanut farm.
No drag, daddy's in the bag. Hooray, by Jiminy G, knock out with vitamin D. They're munchy, crumb, crunchy, delicious and nutritious. Salty, salty, salt, peanut.
This guy says to me, I'm the mayor of the Tennessee River. I said, the mayor of where? And he says it again, the mayor of the Tennessee River. I don't know what the hell he was talking about, but I knew he was talking through his hat, so I just walked away.
She's got those rockin' shoes. She's got those rockin' shoes. She's got those rockin' shoes. She's got those rockin' shoes.
Got to work fast. This kid's first record's got to be a million seller. That'll get the attention nationally that I want.
Will that pay Ola?
Pay Ola, Buzz Ola, or just call it Ola. That's my business.
Thank you.
Go on. Jump. No. Jump. Jump. No. The grass are green, the flowers is brown and crimson, so I shall not. And besides, 2 centimeters is not far, even if you are small. I command you to jump. All right, I shall jump. But you are a fool, because I am stuck, and you know it. You stuck me.
Strange intuition, something was wrong with my gold record situation.
Why they say with so much adoration?
Well, I can't see that that makes it right.
So for a while, I'll just play my guitar. Sing along, and I'll play a couple of tunes. Yes, yes. And I know that it may not get me too far, but it's the only thing I that's true.
Well, the devil incarnate was running music supervision, put me into a state of cataleptic euphemism.
Somebody's preaching about the wonder world of communism.
Me and I don't understand it all.
And so for a while, I'll just play my guitar. And I'll sing a couple. I know that it may not get me too far, but it's the only thing I believe that's true. Well, tell me, Mr. TV man, just where you make your moral stand. Which wage day do you take your pay? Do you walk straight up, or do you face the other way?
Ding dong, baby. Who can ring your bell? I wanna ding makes me feel so swell. On a ding dong bim bam, baby makes me feel so swell. I want a ding dong bim bam, baby makes me feel so swell.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Hester? Dr. Peanut calling. Your old chiropractor from a few years back. Long time no speak. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit tipsy. I've had a couple of drinks. What are you doing tonight?
Well, I was trying to get some...
I gotta take you to this fabulous Japanese joint around the corner from my house. They got sushi and sake that's just out of this world.
Oh, I don't think I can do that tonight. No, I really think I'm going to stay home tonight.
They got karaoke.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Well, maybe some...
Thanks, but no thanks.
All right, well, let's just do it that way then. Night.
Give me all your love and all that you can afford. Let me keep you always that you to be adored. Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Want you all to myself. Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Want you all to myself. The time has come, my honey. Won't you please be my wife? I will take good care of you the rest of your life. I gotta spend a lot of money, a house built for two. I gotta do the country for just me and you. Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Want you all to myself. Crazy about you, baby.
Well, what am I gonna do?
Crazy about you, baby.
I'm a bundle of joy.
Crazy about you, baby. Want you all to myself. Crazy. Crazy. Crazy about you, baby. Want you all to myself. I ask you, will you marry me? We'll raise a family. All the plans I've had, you've always said that for me. When we're living humble in our onlyest way, if we're to be so fortunate, will this be the day? Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Crazy about you, baby. Want you all to myself. Crazy. Yes, I'm crazy. Crazy, baby. Want you all to myself.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, where we are free associating tonight. If you don't know what that's all about, it tends to happen over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I say at some point, hey, I think I don't have time to put together a real radio show tonight. Why don't you give me things to do? Things to think about. So the crowd gives me a word, one by one. Then I go figure out something to play for each of those words. That's how it works. Sometimes better than others. I think this is a fine one, though. Just fine. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the U.S., while 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% averages less than one drink per week. Whew. The top 10% of American adults, that's 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week. That's more than 10 drinks a day. You know, the average only matters once you add Bubbles in the Think Tank into it. Those are just numbers to think about. It's a public service message from your good friends here at WMFO in Medford. Don't forget, coming up next week, the January Fairy will be here in the studio for the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib. That means we'll be taking your phone calls and Skype calls. Don't forget that. We'll be putting those details out on the aforementioned Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Short version is, hey, we're going to do a Mad Lib. It'll be the same Mad Lib we do every single year, but with all the words all jumbled up. I don't even know what version we're on this year. I'm so out of touch. But I got that to work on this week. We'll be taking your calls during the second half of the program. We may even have to hold it to the strict 2 hours. I'm not sure whether or not we'll be able to go late next week. So hold tight on that point. But be ready for it. The week after, of course, will be the Radio Obituary Retrospective. If you haven't been polled yet, please, please take the poll. It's over there also at that Facebook chat group. Okay, back to the free associating silliness, because we got stuff to get to tonight right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Once in a while, it takes a big man to do a big man's job. This is the story of such a man.
Take this chance of introducing myself. I'm Sheriff Benson.
Howdy, Sheriff.
And I've been three whole weeks filled with loneliest nights chasing a Stetson. This is no ordinary hat, let me assure you of that. This hat's a rat's son. I've tried to shoot down that hat. I've hired crack shots, bows and arrows and staves. The best Indian braves say
he cannot be caught.
We'd hunt him down, 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 using snares in the ground. He couldn't be stopped. He's too darn smart. Eats hi-fis with headsets from right off your ears. Takes bites out of cowboys and horns from our steers. Eight small cars in Phoenix washed down with a beer, reducing their owners to tears.
baby home last night. Jump back, honey, jump back. Held his hand and squeezed it tight. Jump back, honey, jump back. Heard him sigh, a little sigh. Seen the light gleam from his eye. And a smile go flitting by. Jump back, honey, jump back. Jump back. Jump back. Raised his lips and stole a taste. Jump back, honey, jump back. Love me, honey, love me true. Love me well as I love you. And he answered, come I do. Jump back, honey, jump back. Jump back. Jump back. Last night, jump back, honey, jump back. Held his hand and squeezed it tight. Jump back, honey, jump back. Love me, honey, love me true. Love me well as I love you. And he answered, course I do. Jump back, honey, jump back. Jump back. Jump back.
The Queen came up to Liverpool to dine at our town hall. In the evening wrote to her husband.
Dear Philip, I'm having a ball. I think I'll hang around. I mean, everything's happening here. I'm beginning to dig the poetry scene and the ale is the bloody gear.
So while she's having a castle built down in Castle Street, she had a look around Liverpool 8, found a pad there, small but neat. She moved in a few belongings, corgis, crowns, a throne, and blue blood in the neighbourhood really raised the tone. Soon Her Majesty was caught up in the bohemian social whirl, our gracious teeny bopper, everybody's girl.
I met her at a party somewhere in Norris Green. I was just a layabout and she was queen of the scene. But love knows no class barriers, as yous well rightly know. And as I'd had a few that night, I thought I'd have a go, you know. We had a couple of dancers, matter of fact, we raved. And when I asked her, could I take her home?
I simply smiled and waved.
She told me next morning,
I'll never love another. I've always fancied weirdies. I appoint you royal lover.
The same day they decided to set the social pace. And once they'd laced their sneakers, there was no one in the race.
We'd go every night to the alehouse and throw down some blackened tans. Then she'd roll a joint in the ladies and crawl back home on her hands.
Arm in arm around the town, they made everybody stir. What a funny couple, sort of royal, Sonny and Cher.
We held weekend parties such as the city had never seen, with thousands swaying and singing. God rave the Queen!
The world was mad and frenzied, adored by the swinging set. Their joy seemed never ending, a life of fun, and yet.
Get off.
Happiness as misshaped as they were soon to learn, and now this little story takes on a sadder turn.
For the establishment were angry, and to everyone's surprise, my husband and the Prime Minister were planning my demise.
They kidnapped her one morning while I was still in bed and took her off to the tower and chopped off her head.
But the very next day our hero changed the tears to laughter.
Because I married Princess Anne and lived happy ever after.
Oi!
Thank you. my pet, you seem so upset. Tell me what's bothering you. You're acting strange. It's time for a change. Let me suggest what to do. Let's cuddle up in my security blanket, and there we can hide from the world. Why should we care if others conform? We'll snuggle up so cozy and warm. Oh, we will be safe when we're wrapped up in the blanket. We'll see all our problems unfurled. Cuddle up in my security blanket, and there we can hide from the world.
smoking machine is telling me a certain guy loves a certain she. I know just what that love can do. Boo-hoo. 78 times he turns her heart, every minute they're apart. That's just the way I feel, it's true, I'm blue. The turntable's turning, for years I've been yearning to say what he's saying to you. Crazy, crazy, crazy over you. Crazy, crazy is your heart fluttering too. If you should go away, whatever would I do? Oh, crazy, crazy, crazy over you. I've turned the handle round to hear that ovo-dodio sound. Effect on me is so divine. Your mind, his master's voice vibrates the horn, echoing through my heart for long when he croons that crazy line. Crazy, crazy, crazy over you. Crazy, crazy is your heart fluttering too. If you should go away, whatever would I do? Oh, crazy, crazy, crazy over you. If you should go away,
free. But all that I ask is some pleasure for me. Oh, 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 what would you do on a beautiful night in case you should happen to fall? Suppose that you're about to kiss a sweet little maid and she discovers suddenly your tax isn't paid. Oh, 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 don't put a tax on a beautiful girl or you won't get out.